Hold on.
Lit.
Why? Because I'm the shit.
That's Dr. Venture.
That is the Eminem of my workplace.
That's Dr. Venture, right?
No, his name is Rob Top, baby.
Dude, my son is down with Rob Top. Like, he is like...
So am I, down. Dude. Especially those two songs.
Yeah. How's my lyrics?
How's your cocaine rings? They seem okay. No, you're fine. You sound fine.
I can't hear the cocaine in my headphones. Turn it up.
I can't hear you because I have too much cocaine in my ears. Johnny Manziel.
All right, everybody. We don't have to keep it super tight, but we got to keep it to an hour.
So tight.
Somebody's going
to say, but hateful shit.
Someone's going to Iowa tomorrow. What?
Sounds super fun. Iowa.
But not before. Iowa.
I'm puffy because I don't sleep and I drink too much.
Not before I spend an hour in the Las Vegas airport and lose all my money. Yeah, I know you're tired because you're texting. You're a shit texter anyways. And when you get tired, your poor texting gets worse.
Whore texting?
Good whore Lord. Texting. All of your whore texting. All right, I'm going to start this off because I'm going to follow Justin's lead to make sure he gets
the I'm going to grab my glasses too, bro, because I just want to hide.
I'm going to jump in.
Yeah, get it.
Oh, welcome to the Wheel of Time. Thank the Light, a.k.a. Rewatch of Tribulation, Rewatch of Torture, Torment, Tumult, Turmoil, Tangle, Wheel of Time and Time Again, Watch Over Time, holy crap.
If Jeremy was here, it'd be the Rewatch of Hate.
This show is so good and so fucking bad at the same time. Like,
yeah, I got some stuff to say about this episode. This is where they started to fucking lose me a little bit. I'm like, what the fuck?
Okay, why is it good sometime? Like, is it someone just like kicking Rafe out of the writer's room and finally getting some of the book in, and then he comes back from his bathroom break and is like, I'm
bathroom break with Taylor Napier. That's why this episode sucked, because it's the first episode with Taylor Napier in it. It's just, I think, you know, he was on set, so they were probably canoodling.
I really think that, like, I think that everyone had to fight him so fucking hard to not make the dragon a woman that they gave him everything else.
I almost feel like there's something to that because, you know, it just seems like he was like, fine, the dragon can't be a girl, but I just get everything else.
Like I feel like he's like
being one of the main characters.
He's like, okay, we're going to leave it vague for the first three episodes. And if we get bad feedback, then fine, it will make dragon a man. But if we get good feedback that this turning of the wheel is going to be all about a female dragon, then I get my way. And thank God the public, just the idea of the dragon reborn being one of the women was...
Who would it have been? Egwene or Nynaeve? You think so? More than Nynaeve? Nynaeve is the most powerful channeler in 1,000 years. Don't you remember? Ask Jeremy. He'll tell you.
I mean, I'd like to say that it has to be Egwene.
Everyone else.
I would like to say it has to be Egwene based on her age, but Rafe broke every other fucking rule, so why? Who cares?
Right. And, like, that was one of the things that they, you know, that's just another fail in this episode, and, like, we'll get to all of it. Like, there's so many things that were sort of in canon, but either at the very least wasted time, at the very worst gave the absolute wrong impression, right?
Yeah.
So
we are about to talk about season one, episode three, A Place of Safety, directed by Wayne Yip, written by the Clarkson twins, originally released November 19th, 2000.
Kelly Clarkson and her sister?
And 21. Exactly.
She's a Wheel of Time fan. I didn't know. That's crazy.
Kelly and Cammy Clarkson, you know, the famous
characters. Yeah, those are my homegirls, man. They're the famous writers. They write fantasy. They're huge. They're amazing. They're beautiful people. They've been following me since 2016.
It's so fantastic.
It's I didn't talk about it. You like my name today?
I am so excited. So
he did get so much better because he is dog shit.
God, he's fucking
He's the worst actor in the show. Like, all the other actors are actually pretty good, which brings me to another point. If he would have let a lot of them just fucking act instead of trying to, like, spell out every little exposition that he wanted to come across, it would have been a million times better. Because Barney was a great actor. You know, Rafe, or, you know, Yosa's great. And, like, all the girls are great. Lan's really good. If you would have given them times to act out instead of being like, well, I'm scared. You know what I mean? Like, it's just...
Well, even in Rafe's wildest dreams, he wasn't going to get 15 seasons. So they had to get some shit out of their mouth to get anyone invested in the 3 to 6 seasons. Exactly,
but it should have been the right shit, dude. They did so many things with, like, wasting time. Like, oh, the if she's up for it is a great joke. But I feel like that whole reason that chick was written in there was for that joke. I'm going to give this chick like 12 minutes of screen time so we can make a sex joke. It's going to be epic. No, it won't be. The joke is funny, but like that was probably my favorite thing about the episode.
Where does it say? There was a joke, like I said, I'm picking up shit. There was a joke right around there that I had. Oh, I half heard this joke before, but I just... You know me. I'm just trying to
I think I know what it is.
I'm just trying to keep up. What do you think it is?
Is it from Rand?
Yeah.
The man who walked while slightly chilly?
No.
No, okay.
I thought Moraine was more your speed.
Oh, to Matt? Yeah, I like older women. Yeah. That's why I love Matt. It's my guy. You know me. I like older ladies.
Rand said that. Rand's the one that... Yeah, he's like...
That's the times when, like, when you let them act, like, you're like, hey, just, you know, throw it away. Do it however you want. Make it funny. That's when they're their best. Same thing, like, with Barney being like, if she thinks she's up for it, Rand's like, I meant the wood.
I don't...
Yeah, Matt's like, I also meant the wood. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
Sorry, I'm just saying that's it.
I just, you know, whatever your thoughts on the Aes Sedai are, I don't think you make jokes about Eiffel Towering one of them.
Definitely not. 100%. Either fear, awe, or just total respect or hate. Those are four emotions that you get. Maybe hate, fuck. Maybe, I don't know. But it's, you're definitely not like, hey, meet you. Touch tips between.
You, no. Yeah. It's, I mean, you'd be afraid of what would happen. I mean, once you blow up. Boom.
Hey, you know, I guarantee she blows a load like a shotgun right through Lois's back.
Hey, how did we go from hot Floridian sex to Man of Steel coitus debates here in the food court?
I don't know.
Hey, here's a question. Real question. Are Two Rivers folk circumcised?
I'm going to say no.
I'm going to say
a
no,
A lot of elephants, a lot of aardvarks in that motherfucker. A lot of anteaters, if you know what I'm saying.
That's what that pool for that Nynaeve was cleaning. That's where all the...
Perrin is definitely not circumcised. Rand might be. Aiel, you know what I'm saying?
That's why Nynaeve has to clean that pool, because that's where all the guys clean their cheese off.
Wash their foreskin. Gross. No offense to anyone who's uncircumcised.
Sorry. Yeah, no, it's fine. But keep it clean.
I'm sure you keep your dick really clean. I'm sure clean. It's great. You know,
all whatever. I do is I scrub. Sorry, I just did that voice
I scrub it.
I forget who told that joke, but there's a comedian. I scrub and I just can't get it clean.
It's like a ball washer at the golf course. You just soap on there and get it. Real quick, before we get too started, we're going to have some jokes. Fan cast. I decided to shoot for Nynaeve this episode.
Okay.
The first one. And you know what? Some of these actresses may be pretty, like, too old for the character, like, arc. But, you know, Rafe doesn't care about that kind of shit. So, who cares? Yeah. Zoe Saldana was my first for Nynaeve. My second was Zoe Kravitz. She's badass, bro. She's still got the dreads and, like, everything. Like, she even kind of looks like her. And she's a badass actress. She's really awesome. And so, and she might have helped Rafe with writing, because apparently she can write and stuff and direct.
That's a great one. You nailed it. Like, that's, like...
I think, Villa, yeah. I feel like that's like two that I've really fucking nailed with the Winona Ryder could have been Moraine, but Winona Ryder could have been another person too. I bet you could guess.
Well, I already said it last week, didn't I say?
Spider.
Oh. Mogadin.
She would have been a great Mogadin, because that fits her character as who she plays more often, right? So, like, she could have done either one of those. I mean, I'm sure you could find another creepy white lady for Mogadin, but, you know.
No, I know who it is, and I hate that no one's gonna know this woman by her name, I don't think, but like I only know her by what movie she's in. What? This is just terrible IMDb. The woman in Pump Up the Volume.
The chick from Scary Movie?
No.
Are you sure?
Is it
the black chick from Scary Movie? She actually is one person I considered. I forget her name.
No, this is definitely a white girl, but she is so unknown. No, that's not it. Oh my God, IMDb, I hate you so much. Because instead of
IMDb can't be that great, because Nicole has an IMDb page. So,
well, no, the problem is
like
that
my daughter.
Yeah, I know that, but like it, they put the cast in order of appearance, and Pump Up the Volume shows like 50 nobodies from the school before you get to the fucking
all the extras matter.
Just like Jesus.
God damn it.
All right. Well, my joke just died on the vine. Thanks, IMDb. You're.
I thought another person I thought of that could have maybe nailed Moraine. She's probably a little too sexy. Well,
do you think she's up for it?
I wish. Olivia Wilde. Because I think about her in House, where she's like very clinical, and feel like she could pull off Moraine in a way. And she's kind of smaller too. Like, I don't know. It was one that was good. But also, because of her straight mad track skills, I can't think of any, like, this will probably only make you laugh, and you might not even laugh. I was like, we could cast Jackie Joyner Kersee, famous decathlete, for 90, because that bitch is fast. Running in full woolens, bro. Fuck a trolic, bro. I'm out.
Oh.
And the last one was Rihanna, just because, you know, fuck yeah. Riri, gonna cast some spells and threaten to kill Lan. I can get behind that.
So her name is Samantha Mathis. I can't find anything that she would be in that anyone would know her from, unless you've seen Pump Up the Volume. The girl who's in Christian Slater and Pump Up the Volume, she would make a great Mogadon. So,
what's her name? Samantha what?
Matheson. Mathis. Samantha Mathis. She's been in. She's been in. Go ahead.
Not Miyoshi, which my phone tried to type.
No.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. No, she would be. You know who she would have been? Actually, a good Grendel. Beside Lanfear, Grendel was simply pleasantly plump. That chick would be nailing it.
Oh,
she's
yes.
Just cute enough, but she's kind of bigger. And like, yeah, no, that she would kill it, dude. I agree 100%.
I love fucking, this.
She plays funny and a badass, too. I've seen her do both.
Yeah. I love this bit so much because I'm so bad at it. I'm so glad that you bring this, because you remember names and faces. And I'm just like, I saw
a chick. It's one of my favorites, too.
I saw a chick at the Quick Way today that would be a great Moraine, and you're just like, great, that's great.
All right, fan cast. The chick who checked me out at Wingstop today is a total Moraine. You're like, oh, super, because that helps fucking no one, Desmond. But
everybody is out of this bit.
Good job. Good effort.
Good job.
My NPC, I think I really only have one, just that the Trolloc who's wounded and gets killed by his friend.
Ooh.
Oh, dude, you good? Are you okay? You've got nice, like mostly hairless, you know, probably like kind of vealish type meat, as opposed to disgusting, hairy, piss smelling Trolloc. I know which one I'd rather eat. If you catch my meat.
I'll get to my NPC, but since we're starting there, my first note of this episode is Trollocs are gross.
They are gross.
Which, yeah, hey, you guys, you remember our, hey, everyone out there, you remember our famous catchphrase?
Yeah, Trollocs are gross. Remember, Jeremy, this is for you. Jeremy, hello.
There you go, Jeremy. Trollocs are gross.
I think I mostly made jokes because I hated this episode, is now that I'm reading my notes. So.
I love that, I just realized I accidentally rattled off all my notes. Cause yeah, I was so mad too. My first couple notes were just like, holy crap. I love it. I'm sure I saw it before, but man, first of all, I fucking hate Nynaeve. I hate her in the show. I hate her in the books. I hate her.
She takes a long time to grow on you. I didn't start liking her until like book fucking 9.
I mean, I want her on my team.
Right.
Fuck, I do not want to have a beer with her.
Another holy good joke. Shit. Until then, the lady does shoot fireballs, so let's not piss her off. Especially Nynaeve, because that one's got she doesn't look Latin. Well, I guess she looks a little Latin, but she's got a Latin temper, for sure.
I don't know why it made me laugh so hard this time, like, because I had kind of forgotten about it. Just when we cut and Lan has just tied her the fuck up.
After bitch being like, funk, just fucking like giving her a little rap on the bees or give a fucking little respect around this place. And how turned on he sounds. He's like, oh, you actually tried to kill me. That dude's fully erect right then.
Oh, do we know who Wesley Curry is?
No, I do not.
Well, hi, Wesley Curry.
Hi, Wesley Curry. Welcome.
Thanks for joining us.
So another thing, Nynaeve, you know, she's hiding from the Trolloc and she comes out of that pool like she was, you know, fucking 30 feet deep with a chain around her ankles. Like, how deep is that pool, man? She's like, gah! Maybe it's just deep. Maybe she didn't even kill a Trolloc. Yeah. It's just really deep. And you know what I mean? Like, you know, they talk about this show being, you know, very, what is it? You know, they make all the villains black or whatever. And all the people who die black, maybe Trollocs can't swim. I don't know. I'm just saying, she didn't even stab him. She missed.
I think this might be our buddy.
Who?
I got honey. I got nothing but honey in my mouth. Dude, when she comes jumping out of that, it made me but so
honey,
mad.
You mean whiskey.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, you got a package coming. Speaking of whiskey, you got a package coming.
Okay.
She comes, they really hold on that scene in, and I get it's a show and you gotta build some tension somewhere, but like they really hold on it like maybe she won't come back up.
And right. Then, like and it's then, just and those are the little things that like you know, if you can cut 5-10 seconds from everything like that, and that would have been really easy to do so.
Yeah.
You can add a whole nother scene of something that it means a little more. That's the kind of things that really, I was tired yesterday and I was in a good mood, but I started watching. And it was like, there's so many things that it was just like, oh, swinging a miss, but they weren't swinging for the fences. They were swinging for like infield singles. And it's like, even if those things you were trying to do landed, it's not going to have the payoff that you want, at least for me. You know, yeah. Maybe if you're just trying to prove that you can do something on screen or with a certain actor or something, okay. But a lot of those things, like even if they landed, I'll try to, I think I have a few in my notes and I'll try to bring it up when I see it. But there are things that like you could have done other stuff that landed much better. And like, you know, if yeah. I really thought about it, I'm sure we could sit here and rewrite the whole fucking thing. I try to come up with something that would be better, like off the top of my head. If while I'm watching it, it's, you know, right there. But I'm trying to be centered and it's just not working.
I know I'm moving all over the place. If you fed the books into an AI, it would spit out a better fucking show because it would just take what's in the book.
And I hate that, but I think you're right. And that's the thing. It's like, I almost.
At least as a blueprint, like maybe you then make it human, but just
then you fucking like, you know, pick apart some of the strands and add a few things. Speaking of strands, is this the first time we see that whole intro?
I had to skip the intro. For all you out there, I've been excited about watching this on my 5.1 surround system, but yesterday I watched it on my iPad in my Hyundai. So.
But did we have it on the first two episodes? Was it there or no?
Not the first one. I think it's on the second one, but I don't think the first one has it.
Okay. The inconsistencies of that even, like, you know, throughout the show, it'll be there one episode, it won't be another episode. I think that's indicative of the entire series.
Well, and then it goes away in season three for
that's what I'm saying.
For time. It's like, you're not trying to squeeze this on an hour of Fox television. Like, what are you talking about?
No, you're not. Yeah. I think that's a, you know, could just be like a CGI budget, you know?
But you have it. It's done. Just.
Yeah.
Just use it.
Just loop it, right? It's done once, right?
I started searching for a new crappy intro for this podcast. I was like, you know what? Just use the crappy song that everyone knows and just.
Right. Yeah. Just do it, man. Like, I mean, like, and nobody's going to, you know, everybody comes all over themselves for the Game of Thrones and the like House of the Dragon intro. But bro, if the show sucked, no one would care.
No, but they would make fun of it. They'd be like, oh,
yeah, exactly. They'd make fun of it. And honestly, like intro. Looking back, I feel like they legit tried to like, if not copy that intro with a Wheel of Time theme, it was definitely.
Oh, blueprint. Everybody is like chasing that fucking dragon, pun intended.
Literally.
We're still pretty early. At least my notes are still pretty early, so I think I'm ready to be. Can Wolf Brothers, can wolves sense Dark Friends?
Yes, but it's not sense. smell. They smell wrong.
Okay. Well, here's my, okay, then I might be wrong. Here's what made me think about it is a wolf is eating Perrin's wife in his vision.
Yes.
Is that
another, that was confirmation to me that she was a dark friend.
Okay. Have we brought that up before and I missed it, or did you just pick that up this time too? Okay.
I just picked it up right now that when you were saying it, I was like, yeah, actually that's a really good point. They wolves, especially as you get further on, the wolf dream is where wolves either, like, I think live wolves cannot go there. If I'm not mistaken, it's dead wolves that are there only. Okay. So that's when like Hopper first shows up in Perrin's dreams, is after he dies. Hey, speaking of wolf brother.
Oh, sorry. Speaking of wolf hounds. Hey,
Wolfie. Oh man, he's getting fucking old, bro. I think he's going down, my man.
Oh,
I went to get him out of the car the other day and he was like, okay guys, hi. I went to get him out of the car the other day and he just was like, gah! And I'm like, what? I just tried to pick you up.
Come
on,
guys,
yeah. Come on. I can't podcast with you in here. You're too much noise. Good boys. Good girls.
Will they not just eventually just sit down and chill, or will they just be up your ass the whole time?
No, they will, but Luna probably won't. She'll keep trying to jump on my fucking face, or she'll walk up to me and just be like, paw. Like, okay, thanks, I get it, you want some attention. Or Winston will roll on his back and be like, burr! Last night I think I offended him so bad he was like crying in my face, and finally I just go, God, can you get out of my face, and just kind of pushed him away from me, and then he was like, whoa.
I thought we were friends.
I thought we were good. And he like literally went to bed and like did not come back. I'm like, Jesus.
Oh my God. Like,
I'm sorry to offend you, but I can't do anything when your nose is touching my nose, brother. I love you so much. And I spent 10 minutes just hugging him. And he's just like, but finally I'm like, okay, can you get down? Like, Jesus, your hot breath in my mouth. So quickly, where's Barney?
Oh, Barney is here. I know where he is. I know where he is. You tell me where you think he is, and then I'll tell you where he is.
I just think, you know, he's taking his year abroad. He's hiking through Europe, as you saw him in Rand. Rand joined him for a little bit. And, you know, he's just looking for his next, you know, middle-aged booty call that he can rob to get home.
He's living in London. He's a pickpocket, he is.
Favors the older birds, makes a little money keeping them company. You might call it a gigolo. Hold on now.
All right.
Everybody needs company. All right.
Is that a gem hanging on your pocket there, governor?
I heard a British person. There's this guy that he works at Target. And he comes in. He's very British, and he is hilarious. And I heard him use the term, have a day off. It's about somebody. And I'm like, that's a real thing? He's like, yeah, it's like, fuck off. I'm like, that's so amazing. And he said it just like Matt in season 3. I was like, have a day off, man.
Have a day off.
I fucking will. God damn it.
That is beautiful.
I know. Like I said, when you're having Rand and him, you know, fucking Lord of the Rings walk, first of all, great shots. Gorgeous. Absolutely beautiful. I don't need 12 of them.
Yeah.
And instead of making jokey jokes, why don't you have some exposition? Why don't you have some character building? They could be talking about Perrin and Egwene. They could be talking about they have a few little conversations, but they don't talk about anything that fucking matters. And, you know, the jokes are great. That's hilarious. But first season, you got to fucking spend, especially when you're only getting, what, 8 episodes, you got to fucking nail every second of screen time with things that matter. When you get to season 2, season 3, you can start throwing in things that are more creative license, if you will, but not sticking to the story and not like just being locked in on building every single character, every single second they're on screen is a fucking huge mistake. And while they did it with certain characters, there was one in this episode, they failed at some of the main characters so badly.
Yeah, I think it's 50-50 because I think we get to know Matt and Rand fairly well through their banter. I think we realize that Rand is a man of honor and will always do it. And Matt is, you know,
Take the shortcut. He loves his people, but he'll take the shortcut for sure.
Yeah.
And then
Perrin is, you know, taking care of you, even though that's not his girl, he will keep her warm and happy until he can get her to Rand. And I think it's 50-50.
Well, remember that was a thing in this TV is that he was supposedly like in love with Egwene. Remember?
Yeah. Yeah.
And that was not a thing in the books. It was more like a sisterly thing.
Did it get all, I forget that in the show, does he?
There's just comments like Egwene was like, yeah, you should go. Layla's working. You should go be with her instead of hanging out with Egwene and Rand.
That was. Speaking of unearned stuff, I guess if Perrin turned out to be a piece of shit, then that line in retrospect would mean a lot. But the fact that his wife was working and they should have had something in there about like how they both needed to be working on something, like someone had a big order and it's like, I think she's a bitch for working in the shop.
Like, I'm not going to go celebrate Egwene, this chick you're fucking still pining over. You know what I mean? Is the way I took it.
Yeah.
But, you know, I didn't get there on my own. I was reading stuff and seeing stuff. So I guess I get that. I was like, and also in this world, what is a piece of shit? He's like looking at her while she's sleeping, going, she's pretty. Or is he like trying to cop a feel while she's asleep? What is the piece of shit level?
There's four women in his age range in his town. Like,
right.
Of course, right. He's going to be checking out fucking Quinn. Like,
And I mean, you know, powerful actress, but like, you know, it's not, I mean, like, not that she's not pretty, but like, she's very boyish. Egwene is.
I'm like, we're only three. So everyone out there, like our first, Justin and I's first thought, or at least my first thought, and Justin was in on it, was I couldn't do a minute by minute podcast. I'm just not.
I know. I thought about that. That would have been helpful.
But I said maybe a 5 minute by 5 minute podcast. And then I was like, no, like, let's just rewatch it again. And like, as I'm trying to get through these episodes in an hour, I'm realizing that a 5x5, holy shit, there would be more than enough to talk about. Cause we keep on getting choked. Our hour-long podcasts keep getting choked by us talking about a five-minute segment for 45 minutes.
Exactly. And I think there will be some that you maybe can't pick apart as much, but I think a lot of them, there's tons of stuff to pick apart. Like, I was looking at every scene. I was like, man, I could say so much about this scene. And I decided to go for jokes instead of technical analysis because I'm an idiot.
No, fucking God. We need some jokes this week.
Here's a technical analysis for you. I should have shaved. That's not it. How much CGI, like, maybe it was like legit, but like when Lan and Nynaeve are walking through the little forest, there's all the little like misties on the ground and everything. And it's like, I gotta feel like that's too perfect. Is that CGI? And if you wasted CGI budget on that, Rafe, you can fucking suck a donkey turd.
Well, and that's where it's just like Shadar Logoth. Like, yes, some of that stuff is in shot. Like, I'm sure that right underneath their feet, that is real smoke. But then the off in the distance to get the coverage of the depth is all
from Kelly Drosba's smoke machine for Rock Band. It's like, doesn't, you know what I mean? It's like, but that's kind of a joke, but it's kind of real. Like, if you wanted that vibe, go buy a smoke machine at Spirit Halloween for $100. Don't spend $40,000 editing in some fucking mist. If you were going to do that, you could have done the mist in Shadar Logoth a lot better. Yeah. There's something coming up next fucking episode that I already know about that I fucking hate when Matt starts having the fucking...
Have you watched Ahead?
No, I just remember that he has
Ahead?
That...
Did you fucking watch Ahead? Have you seen episode
better than me? You graduated fucking community college? You think you're better than me? You think about it? Fucking Nate Bargatze is so funny.
God. So great.
But yeah, no, it's one of those things. Matt has like the fucking like oil slick coming out of his mouth and he's pointing at the fade with the ruby dagger.
Yeah.
This is another thing. It's like, why are we doing that for? Like, what? Why? Like, that's pointless as fuck. Like, there's got to be something cooler to have Matt do. Or be show that he's more afraid of a fade like they should be at this point because they've only seen, you know, one time and they're locked in a fucking barn with it.
I have to say about your jokes this episode, Justin, is, oh, you're funny now? That's a new wrinkle.
No, it's not, motherfucker. Bro, my therapist is like, she goes, I don't get knocked off my axis, like, ever. She goes, and you do it almost every goddamn session. She goes, you make me giggle. And it's, I'm not supposed to do that. And I'm like, good. That's why I like you.
Good.
You're fucking real. And I was like, yeah, I told her some stories, you know, and she's just like, you're crazy. she's like, but you're awesome. She's like, every time, you know, I give you like, hey, try this, you know, work on this or something. You come back to me, you have things that examples of it throughout your week and what you try to do to set boundaries and everything else. She's like, you're the best client I've ever had. Which of course, you know, just stokes my fucking ego, but yeah. You know, and it should be, oh, I'm the best at mental health ever. Fuck yeah, bro. Let's go. I'm killing it. Let's go. But like, you know, she's like,
Justin's, you know, deflecting all therapy with jokes.
yeah you're healing so much. I go home and cry. No, actually, the only time I really cry right now is in therapy. I'm like, I'm always like, I don't even know what I'm going to talk about today, and by like 30 minutes in, I'm like, you know what I miss?
Oh yeah.
it's dumb.
I don't always get out of therapy what I go there for, but I always get what I need. But it's funny you mentioned that, Kelly. After about three sessions with our marriage counselor, she made it her personal mission to make him laugh. She's just like, this fucking guy.
Jeez. She's funny because my counselor, she's young, but like, dude, I've told her a few stories. Some of them are sexual in nature, some of them are other things. She's just like, you have lived a life, haven't you? And I was like, yep. I used to tell my wife, the only thing that would make me sad if I died tomorrow is that I couldn't spend more time with you and the people that I love. So I don't think I've missed out on much. And I'm constantly doing more. So another thing, exposition and then just completely fumbling it away. And I know it's like they started it for a reason and they just didn't pay it off. Nynaeve goes, I've heard that warders can feel what their Aes Sedai feel. And like, to a certain extent, yeah, they know what they're feeling, but it's not like if they get stabbed, they're like, oh, like a voodoo doll or something. That's not
the case. Yeah.
But also, when she does anything, Lan just kind of goes, like, he doesn't wince or anything. So it's kind of like nothing. Like, you can't even make him, like, tighten his face, like grit his teeth, anything to show that he's feeling either emotions or anything.
Yeah, I was wondering that, too. Like, is that either A, them saying
showing that's wrong,
yeah, that she does, that people from the Two Rivers don't know shit, or that Land is that strong, or that, yeah, you're right, there should have been something to give the audience a payoff on, like, what is he not feeling anything, is he a tough guy,
is he just that tough, exactly, it's,
yeah,
like, we don't know, Rafe.
I mean, he's obviously not the chest pounding yell at the sky kind of warder, but
is he? Yeah, I was like, he might be. And the wolf stuff, man, is just, you get one line and she's like, oh, I think the wolves were leading us here. Well, first of all, they weren't leading you. They were chasing you. So just shit dialogue.
No, no, that was, I like that.
But don't say they're leading us. Say they're hurting us. They're pushing us. They're directing us to where they want to go, because they're not leading you. That is bad grammar. They are not in front. They are not showing you where to go. They're pushing you. They're corralling you. They're hurting you.
The difference, Justin, if you chase people towards something, you're chasing them towards, like, you chase your prey towards the cliff.
You chase your flock of sheep away from the predators. You heard them. Like, and they are sheep herders. They're sheep herders. They're farmers. They farm sheep.
And they chase sheep towards the herd.
Right. To keep them safe. Oh. So don't say leading us. Say, hey, I think they were herding us this way. They were pushing us this way. Don't say leading us. I mean, it's a simple thing, but it's like just an example of how many times they drop the ball in little ways that end up being big, that, you know, could have been so much better with just a few words, a line or two of dialogue, and would have been so much better. And like we talked about before, like, you could have had a simple conversation. I can't remember exactly what it was in episode one or two. You could have had a simple conversation with one of these two people, and just, you know, in any of the sets you already had made, and it would be hugely, I think it was Pod and Fane and like Leandrin or something. Like, we could have showed them talking for 1 second, or even a hooded figure that's Ishmael or somebody, for 1 second, that gives a little depth and weight to what they're doing, because you don't understand why he smiles and drinks his beer and walks off.
But some of this is is a problem because they only got three seasons. And so now we want them to hurry up. If they got their 6 to 8 seasons, all of this slow burn would have been kind of cool that they didn't rush anything. But, you know, now we're like, holy shit, you only had 24 episodes. Why didn't you just fucking get to it? And yes, there's a middle ground there. They should have gone a little bit quicker, but some of this slow burn we would have praised had they gotten their 8 seasons.
Dude, the first couple watches, I apologized and praised it all I could. And like, so I'm really glad that you are now, because I am just going to shit on it because it didn't fucking pay off. And there's so many things that I think if you would have tweaked a little bit here and there, it would have been just other stupid stuff. Run. You can outrun 9 wolves. No, dude, just keep your pace and don't run out. That's how they kill things. They run them till they're exhausted. If you just stay ahead of, if you walk ahead of the slow zombies and then keep your energy to fight, you'll be better off. You know, there's just so many things that, like, you know, it just failed. And I think that's another one of them.
Hey, Justin, what? I'm just going to keep quoting this.
I hate this episode.
You just keep talking. I'm going to quote the show. You are such a prick.
Right.
Here's my little fucking stupid gripe. Here's something that doesn't fucking matter. But
Brad's got jokes.
They do a close up on the Gleeman. I can't think of his name right now because I can't
remember. Anyway,
they zoom in on Tom's guitar. He has I can't remember the type of strings he has, but he has the type of strings that don't squeak. And then his guitar, you know how when people run, like when electric guitarists, like, or acoustic guitarists.
Yeah.
Do you know how sometimes they do it on purpose to like, they like when they scrape
their fingers. You have to have a little slide thing to really do it with an acoustic guitar well.
No. Well, yeah. But also, like I said, some people leave it in for
effect. It's like what you hear with like a distortion pad with electric guitar, basically.
No.
Right? No?
No. No, like, anyways, he's got the wrong kind of strings. It wouldn't do that.
Also, it's not a guitar, it's a lute.
Don't fucking get me started.
That's another thing. Sorry. Hang on. It was too big. He doesn't play a fucking guitar or a lute. He plays a flute and a fucking harp.
And
That makes me pissed because that is so intrinsic to who Tom is. He has this really nice harp, and that lets you know that he wasn't just a gleeman. That's something for a fucking court bard because it's really nice. His flute is really nice too, and maybe a gleeman might have a really nice flute, but it would be his fucking prized possession. And both of those two things were his prized possessions. And so that's something that you could just give him and not say shit about and get to later if you can. And it shows you that not that you're going to see another gleeman, but it would show you that maybe he's not just your run-of-the-mill gleeman. Obviously, he isn't, and there's other ways they show that. His knife prowess and him, you know, creeping up on Matt when he's going to go try to rob that Iuman. I got some shit about that, too.
All right, hang on just a second. Sorry to put it on hold, but...
Do you notice it? It's all you can hear one way. It's the noise, because a lot of the noise is still in shot where we want it to react. Have you got that there? See, I've already done this across the track and all the other places.
God damn it.
What are you getting?
It's a slide on the string without squeaking. So if we oftentimes will get this sound. Here's how to slide on a string without squeaking. So if we oftentimes will get this sound. We hit these squeak.
So that squeak, his strings wouldn't make that squeak.
Because he's got plastic strings or like horsehair strings, probably.
Maybe. Something like that. And they make that squeak. And it's like, if you hadn't zoomed in on the guitar, I wouldn't have noticed or cared. But you zoomed in and squeaked at the same time. The Foley artist failed. Everyone, from the Ray, from the showrunner down to the Foley artist, you failed.
That's a continuity thing that we can't fucking stand. You know, the Aiel being in like a fucking full body cage, like this isn't Game of Thrones, like that. I'm sure stuff like that existed in this world, but like that's something that's like never referred to once in the books, really. Like Gaul is in a cage, like Avienda is in season what, 2 or 3? I guess 2 probably, but not like that. And like they give a little exposition that he was stealing, but they just killed him. But he's like, see how his veil wasn't up? Like you have a 5-6 minute scene to talk about an Aiel's veil, and then like 2 episodes later, she doesn't have her fucking veil on. It's like the inconsistencies are kind of what drives me fucking nuts. It's like, if you want to do it, fine, but have some balls and stick to it and don't, you know what I mean? Don't back off of it.
So my NPCs were the Aiel, just because I'm a prick. But more importantly, my favorite one, when Matt and Rand first get to town and they're kind of like looking around like, shit, I wonder where we should go. And then they hear the pub and they start walking towards the pub. There's a guy sitting there weighing something, and Matt just walks by and just kind of jabs his scale. And you can see the guy just kind of like mad dogging Matt as he, it's so.
Why'd you keep your dirty dick beaters to yourself, man? Don't touch my shit.
It was the most subtle thing ever. It's the reason I made this bit to begin with, is just for that guy to give Matt.
Dude, I want
to
see that now. That's too funny. Like, what the fuck, bro? So
fucking great.
Just fucking work. It's cold in here. I'm in Spokane. It's like fucking 38 degrees.
Is it that cold already?
Bro, when I launched my boat the other day, I had ice on my boat. It was 32 degrees. And I sent you that video with my face mask up.
Oh,
I went out on the fucking lake today with Sam, and it was so fucking foggy, bro. And he's like, all right, bundle up. And actually, it was pretty warm. And I took my sweatshirt off, and I'm like, I got this thing up. And it's like creepy as fuck. You're jamming on this lake, and it's just foggy as shit. And it's fucking pretty nuts, bro. It's pretty nuts.
Oh. Yeah, I'll be in Iowa tomorrow. It's going to be
fucking negative. Jesus,
some 35s there.
Also, why, like, when they're running from the wolves, like, why does Perrin look like fucking Tyrone Biggums from fucking Chappelle? It's like his lips are cracked, his face is all white. He looked like he's like gotten the Michael Jackson treatment. His face is all pale and shit. I'm like, does he have an infection? Like, are they, you know, like, okay, if you guys are just tired and have been running, and why doesn't Egwene look like that? Egwene's like, hello, really? Come on, bro. No way. You better shut up then.
I am. That's why I did it too. Take your time. And we got 5 minutes to close after that.
Again, Marcus sucks his parent so badly the first season. Like, he does get better and I hate him less, but yeah. I remember, like, I was making fun of him pretty hard. I'm like, I see why. He is awful. All the other fucking actors in this are pretty good. The chick that plays Dana, great actor. She's delivering her lines. Tom's great. Matt's great. Rand's great. Another NPC, the guy who bumps into Matt and steals his coin purse and then gets it stolen back from Tom.
Yes.
Shit. Donation for the Gleeman.
Donation for the Gleeman.
But you want some coke? What are you talking about? Bathroom's over there, bro. I mean, I'll leave you one. You know,
an expensive lesson. Good ones usually are.
Yeah. Yeah. 8 balls aren't cheap, buddy. Check prices. Only good thing about Trump being in office is coke is cheaper. Bah! Just kidding. I would know nothing about that. Coke prices under Biden were crazy expensive.
This is what I'm on, man. I'm on.
Yeah, me too. Mojo. I call it cocaine sometimes too. It's great.
Do you?
No. I'll be like, it's maybe I have Bolivian marching powder in this bitch. I'm tired.
I've been trying to cut caffeine and nicotine at the same time, and I realize that's stupid. So I've doubled down on my caffeine, but I haven't had nicotine in 2 weeks.
Gotta have some vices, bro. You can only jerk off so much.
Just tell me about it. The nicotine helps me stay up, or the caffeine helps me stay up and jerk off more. It's great.
When my wife first died, bro, I handled myself a lot. Let's just say that.
Justin wasn't able to do that. Justin would get called out for cheating by his wife for jerking off.
Yeah, these are mine, bro. This ain't nobody else. Come on. It's crazy.
On the other hand, she'd jump in and take care of it.
So. Yeah, she's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I can put it in my mouth.
You're taking my job.
Yeah, bro. You want me to sit on it? I will.
I'm not working.
Sometimes I just want to get it over with and relax and go to bed. It's nothing against you. Can you just leave me alone?
You don't pay hookers to show up. You pay them to leave.
We can call it Sam's happy time. Mom! Transformers line, baby.
Yeah, thank you.
I got the if she's up for it, it's still great. It's one of the best lines in the whole series.
So
He's right. My next note is he's right. Egwene would not do it. I meant support him and follow him wherever he wanted to go, not have a threesome with Matt. The way it's written. Well, Egwene would not be up for it, bro. I'm telling you that.
No.
First of all, maybe Moraine. I don't know. You know, she's into shit.
She's. I mean, you live that long. You're just like, what else is there? Well, let me try this.
Lizzie used to ask me that. She'd be like, what are your fantasies? I don't really have any. I've done everything I wanted to do. My fantasy is having sex with my wife on a Sunday morning.
My fantasy is to just jerk off and go to sleep without all this hassle.
She'd be like, I'll just roll over. Stop. Oh, yeah. The Tinkers, when they show up, and he's like, well, yeah, thank you for the welcome and your fires and all that fucking bullshit. Just a big fat word salad. And that doesn't happen in the books. The Tinkers are like, do you know the song? But they don't have any. First of all, what welcome? You guys materialized out of the mist like something out of fucking Children of the Corn. And like, hey, do you know the song? Like, I don't know the song. And who the fuck are you creeps with your weird.
Well, and especially when they show up right when they realize that the wolves have chased them towards them. Like,
Right. Exactly. So you're like, what welcome? You guys just. It was vaguely threatening, actually. Do you know the song?
Yeah.
If you don't
know
the song, we're going to cut you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. If someone said that to me in an Oakland alley, I would
right.
be very scared.
In a misty fucking glen, when you haven't seen people for 6 days, you're like, and the last people you saw were Trollocs and some weird oil slick that was trying to murder you, you'd be like, well, you know, this is the next fucking spot on the bingo card that's going to be fucking terrible.
Do you know the song? This is how we do. Nobody do it like we do it, so show us some love. This is like, I don't know.
I'm going to stay lit.
Yeah, I want to live,
shit. Want to dance? I have two more NPCs.
Ooh.
Wait, one more. I did the corn purse guy. And then also the Tinker's dogs, because they need more credit.
Oh, God, I didn't even see them. They had dogs.
They're like St. Bernard, Anatolian Shepherd kind of looking dogs. I don't know what they were. They're mutts, but they're big. You know, they're supposed to be big.
I'm going to find these dogs.
Oh, you know what? I have some more fan cast for Tom. First
Remember,
one,
we can come back to fan cast if you're
I'm running through this shit, bro. I'm pretty fast.
Okay.
You know, the first one is pretty serious. Hugh Jackman.
For who?
Tom Marilyn.
Oh.
First of all, he can sing. Les Miserables.
Yeah.
And he's the right age, and you could fucking gruff him up like the one Wolverine that's sitting on the porch that shoots Deadpool in number three. He's all just kind of grizzled.
I mean, Tom Waits is number one.
No, that'd be a really good one. Wait, that'd be great, actually. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
Times. Yeah, good one. Yeah. Also, on the basis of Dungeons & Dragons, and he could sing a little bit, would be Chris Pine.
Yes.
And then these ones are kind of more jokey. The dude who does Hamilton, Lin-Manuel Miranda.
I like that.
All of a sudden just starts speaking in Spanish or, you know, like Tinker, like the old tongue or something. First of all, I'm being funny, but he's awesome and he could probably pull it off.
Yeah.
And then the last one would be Eddie Vedder.
Oh, yeah. The man who stole the world. Oh, shit. Yeah. Listen to this. Sorry, I'm definitely going to eat into some of your time now, but you got to fucking hear this.
I can keep talking during this while we're listening. The whole time that the Tinkers are on screen, all I can keep thinking, and like, not to be offensive to anybody, because I know they're called the Romani, but in Snatch, they're the Gippo, soul.
Right.
They always have dogs, soul. The Gippos. You could sell a bunch of moody gold to them.
This is Rafe talking about the songs in the show. We had started pulling lyrics from the books, and then Dave Hill, the writer handling that block of episodes, actually started working on this idea of what if you told a story about the last dragon and the breaking of the world, and it's very, very, two varies, subtle. I can't hear you.
I knew Tom's song was about the dragon as soon as I heard it.
Everybody did. Even people who never planned on picking up a book and they're fucking, like, I love it. I fucking love that song.
Oh, I love it. But also that's where, like, Rafe thinks he's fucking cute. I'm subtle. No, you're not.
That was
when
some
you
of
think
the,
you're being subtle. You're just hitting people over the head with a hammer, which if it's done right, fine. Right. Like,
yeah.
That was great.
That was the,
Manetherin song. It tells a lot, dude. Right. In that scene, a ton. And also, it gives you chills up the back of your neck.
It's, I don't know what
Yeah. I don't think non-book fans will catch much of it, but I think you'll get this idea that the world was broken and that the idea of the world having been broken and the emotional toll on previous characters that we will later realize who is who and what is what. So I get that. I get that, yeah, we're obviously...
But that doesn't help me realize who's who or what's what. That just tells me a story about this world, and it reiterates what Moraine said about the dragon.
Yeah.
That's all. And so those are the things. That's just another place, like, good idea, right? You know, fucking flea flickers are awesome to watch, and they're a great idea. How often do you see you get executed? Well, fucking almost never. So, exactly. And that's just, you know, a great idea and garbage fucking execution.
Yeah.
Speaking of flea flickers, we're rushing towards the end zone, folks.
I know. I know I shouldn't drop the R word, but even Perrin eats fucking special. Like, it's just he eats like a fucking, like, 6-year-old that has the development of a 4-year-old. Like, I just learned how to use a spoon. Like, you're like, dude.
Yeah.
I get it. You're hungry, but you're conveying more, like,
it's
slowness. It's, like, it's Lenny, Mice and Men, dude. That's what he reminds me of in this a lot, is Lenny and Mice and Men. Want to pet the rabbits, George?
Yeah, he was.
And, like, to a certain extent, he is supposed to be like that but he's supposed to be, like, a self-aware one. Like, right. I can't pet this person too hard or I'll kill them.
That's direction. Right? That's fucking Rafe's fault.
Exactly. Like, exactly. But he's a bad actor at first, but later it's direction because he gets much better.
Perrin had an idea. I can see why if you read the one-pager on Perrin that you might come out with that, but it's Rafe's job to be like, okay,
you never go full retard, dude. Like, come on, it's
exactly, like, exactly.
You know what I mean, it's and that's like that, Tropic Thunder, bro. It's like too far,
and that's what Rafe's job was. Rafe should have been like, okay, you're almost there, but pull it back just a little bit, you know.
Real quick, slap and tickle. You know, that helps everybody, you know, that always helps everybody get along, right? A little slap and tickle is good.
Hey,
I love the line, I can do better.
Yeah. If I think, say that again, I don't, I cut you. I stepped
he
on your
says,
line.
If I did want a man, I could do better.
There we go.
So I feel great. Like I've said that before. I like, at least are you fucking this person? If I wanted a man, I could do better.
We probably said that to each other at 92:16.
You know, I do like Dana despite she's being a dark friend because I too drink on the job. So.
Hell yeah.
That's fine. How else are you going to sell weed all day? Just kidding. If any of my bosses are listening. Satire. maybe some days are harder than others.
Just
really lucky how Lan just kind of stumbles on the huge camp of Aes Sedai randomly, because they would have obviously left the tower long after he's been gone, so he really should have not much of an idea where they'd be, but he's like, well, hey, there's a huge camp of Aes Sedai, thank God, so we can heal Moraine, which I get, it's a show, but it's like, those are some of the things that you could have set up for a little than one line with the white cloaks. Like, oh, I think there's some Aes Sedai to the east or whatever. I don't remember what he said.
He said, didn't he tell him to?
He said to go find some and that there was a contingency somewhere east. But, like, you know, it's not like you got maps, bro. Granted, there's not a million roads. So there's only so many places that people can be and then proximity to those roads. I get that. But at the same
Justin,
time, find them pretty quick.
I don't think that's how roads work.
I don't think it is how roads work, actually. We'll ask Hitler how the roads work, because I don't know. Apparently, that's the only good thing he did. That's what people like to say. You know, he did build roads. I don't fucking care. Hey, I don't care. Someone else would have invented highways, okay? Someone would have fucking figured it out. He also killed 6 million people. It's not a good trade-off. Shut the fuck up. Anyways, rant over. That was dumb. I don't know where that came from. Sorry. Why bury the Aiel? And, you know, Ruark mentioned something about that in the last episodes about burying even the Tinkers and stuff. I guess that's just part of their, you know, whatever. And one of the things they make a big deal about that is the Shinarans in the second book about burying them and returning to the mother or whatever. You know, you could have had a lot, instead of Tom just turning away, like Matt was like fingering a corpse or something while he was going through dude's pockets. They could have had a little back and forth about that. He literally turns away like he, you know, is a naked woman changing or Matt's doing something unsavory to the corpse or something like that. Like, it was just, that was an awkward moment. Again, terrible direction. I agree with you 100%. I think a lot of the bad things that could have landed a little bit better, even though I didn't like them,
or maybe that I didn't even, I thought they were kind of stupid. If they would have been directed better, maybe that would have pissed me off so much or been so irritating and made Jeremy quit the show. Quitter. Tom, let's see. I'm almost done. Little things, veil conversation.
Let me just say on that, I have a real beef with all burials in need to bury. If you have plenty of time to bury, go for it. Have a ceremony. But listen to my rant about any zombie movie.
To risk anything at all to bury somebody. Like, hey, if you get some sticks and light them on fire, Jedi funeral, let's go. It's fine. You know, and they have so many vague conversations that like mean nothing or are so vague you can't really draw anything from them unless you're a huge book hound. And even then you're kind of like, is this what they're trying to say? You know what I mean? And like, so it's just, like I said, it's one of those things, again, it's like they either hit you over the head or they fucking, you know, eyedropper it to you so much. It either doesn't land, doesn't make sense, doesn't come through the way they want it to. And that was a major, major misstep all through the fucking seasons, dude. Like, those are some of the biggest ones and they just add up, you know?
I would like Jeremy. I would like Jeremy to call in weekly with his bit. Is this what they were trying to say?
You got to have the Patton Oswalt high voice.
I don't think they fucking, I don't think they rob you for your cell phones.
I don't think that's,
you know, if you go in that neighborhood, they will rob you for your cell phones.
I know two things. Wookiees are real.
Chewbacca is real.
And they don't try to steal your cell phone.
Oh my God. I think that's it, bro. The stuff between Dana and Rand is fine. But another thing that, like, you know, when that situation kind of happens in the books, it's just the inn owner who seems like he's being kindly to them, and then you realize he's a dark friend and he's trying to capture them. I feel like you could have kept all the stuff with Dana and Rand to fucking minimal nothing and still got the same effect, or even had a male who was the innkeeper, which would make a lot more sense in a place that's so rough and tumble. Or at least maybe she's the innkeeper's daughter and the innkeeper is also a dark friend, because in that time, and like, this is going to sound a little sexist, but like, you know, out there in the middle of nowhere where there's one inn, you know, you're going to have a couple running it, especially in this world, or you're going to have a dude running it. Or if the chick's running it, she's going to have some serious fucking security. And she had fuck all of that shit. You know, maybe his security is a trollic in the, you know, basement. I don't know. But all that exposition and all that conversation, unnecessary, pointless. And it's really to just show that Rand, you get Rand's first channeling, even though we don't know it yet, him knocking down that fucking door.
Yeah. I could have swore we saw.
They show you at the end. They flash back on that scene and you see him channeling.
That's when we see it.
Okay. Then he's got the power coming around him.
Okay.
Let's see. More impactful. Yeah. And also another thing that's completely wrong. Ishmael never brought the dragon to the Dark One. If he did, there'd be nothing left. That's the end all be all for the Shadow. That's how they win. If they convert the dragon to the dark one,
yeah,
to the Shadow, the wheel stops. Everything's done. So that's not true. And that could just be like, what do you call it?
Bullshit.
Shadow propaganda, you know, like, this is what we're trying for when we had it happen once. Well, no, because if he had it happen once, we'd be done here. Story over.
All right. Speaking of story over, folks, obviously we have a lot to say, which is fucking awesome. I love how much we have to say. I'm like I said, I was like, we can't do a 5x5. We will just run out of shit to say. It's a good idea, but it won't work. I'm already excited in 8 months to start our 5x5.
So we can go. Dude, we could even do like, because they're all about 60 minutes, you could just do 10 minutes at a time. After we do 1-5, if we have a hard time filling an hour, we won't. I fucking talk all the time.
We'll have a couple of 10-minute episodes. Who cares? Like, whatever. Like, well, because we're
like,
gonna have,
it's like the reels on YouTube of your favorite channel. It's just a real quick thing, you know.
Well, and it'll make up for the fucking 2 hours we do on the 5 minutes, you know, that Perrin spends with the Tinkers. Like, it'll balance out. Like, we'll fill our time, and
yeah, they might as well just had him eat with his fucking hands open mouthing that stew. Fucking, oh my God, bro. It was like, are you a caveman, bro? Like, it's like the Geico guy, except worse.
But what I do,
I have. Okay, go ahead.
No. You go ahead because I'm going to close it up. Okay.
So I have two things. One joke, one real. Actually, no, they're both jokes. thank God we closed this episode with Rafe's boyfriend and Rafe's mom. The huge entrance right at the end.
Oh.
And
I don't know who his boyfriend is.
Well, it's Taylor Napier is the Green Warder, but it's Rafe, the showrunner's husband or whatever.
Okay.
And then Leandrin, you know, Rafe's mom.
Yep.
And the last thing, just going to give a little honor and a shout out to my late wife's sense of humor. The first time we saw it, she goes, yeah, I get it. That low main guy is fucking creepy. Like, it's low gang, but thanks for trying. I love you very much. I miss you, baby.
I gotta have a low mane.
He is creepy. I'd be afraid of him. You'd be afraid of low mane? It gives you diarrhea.
So awesome. If you're enjoying this, please keep tuning in weekly. Please come see us live. Send us an email at thankthelight@gmail.com about your thoughts. We would love to read them. I would love to, you know, have an episode every once in a while, you know, either squeeze your questions in this episode or just have a mailbag episode. But the amount of shit that Justin and I have to talk about, and that's just us two dumbasses. Like, I know there are so many takes out there that we're missing, that we're not thinking about. What do you love? What do you hate? What do you hate about what we love and vice versa? I really want to get some more opinions on this. If you enjoy, anyone out there who's binging our, you know, we definitely have some bingers out there. We got a lot of old episodes that are getting some playtime right now. Like, if you like us talking about the books and would like to see us continue that, like, please, please, please write in, because I'm kind of interested in it, but I really need some help getting through it. Like, I can't just get through the books with Justin and I, but if I know there's some people out there that are reading them with me, whether you're old fans and you just love hearing a dumb figured out for the first time at 50, or if you've never read them before and you want, you know, to join our little book club, like, I would love to continue with the books, but I need a book club to get me through it. So if that's something you're interested in, let us know. If you're just enjoying listening to us talk about this canceled show, like, I think we've got a 5x5 in us. After we rewatch every episode, like, there is just so much crap here. And it's just fascinating to see a show that had so much. It's all there. There's 15.
It had so much potential to do it. Books. You know, be really good.
Like, in the fact that Rafe just made this his passion project, like, you fucking prick. Like, you had the chance to give
passion project in the worst way possible.
Millions of people what they have waited a lifetime to see, and you just used it for your own soapbox, and now you've got fucking nothing. Now you know you're not going to be a showrunner. I forget what other show he was about to be a showrunner.
He was on God of War. They fucking kicked him off of that.
Yeah, like, you could have gotten your message
across. Hope you enjoyed it, because I feel like your career is over.
Yeah. And, you know, give us what we want, then you can have a little bit of what you want. But you just shoved what you wanted down our throat so much that now you got fucking nothing. So thanks. Now we none of us have anything.
You polarized it so much with your personal shit, which I don't mind slipping in. I don't have anything against that. It's just, you can't have a bad show to boot, you know, and you can't make the show bad because of it. Dude, did you read any of this dude's comments that showed up?
Oh, did you see him too? Yeah, well, hold on.
Screenshot those and we'll talk about them next episode.
No. This is how we're going to go out.
Just read them.
You read one. This is the same guy, everybody. Justin and I are going to pass him back and forth, but this is just one guy who logged in as soon as we started. And I'll start with, hi.
Jesus, I saw the vision. The foot cut off means one will do.
Jesus, make those tremble for a moment, please.
Again, this emoji. And Jesus, put the taste of honey in those mouths. That one almost made sense out of contact. I mean, on context, you know, like, I'll put some honey in my mouth. What are we talking about?
And Jesus, remove the hedge from their left eyes. They are not baptized for 5 seconds. Amen.
They don't have any eyes. That's why they're called the eyeless. Not going to tell the vision from Jesus? What's that?
Wow.
the res erection. Branded Omni? Which are you getting? Which are you getting your branded Omni barcode on? Your forehead or your right hand wrist?
Bye. See you in hell. Maybe you will wake up then.
FYI, green Volvo.
Nuclear bomb.
Twin corn cobs.
Chicago.
Boom.
Hell begins.
Is this guy a terrorist? Should we report this?
Everyone, go talk to Wesley Curry II and tell him we said hi.
Yeah, please. Please do. Ask him what the fuck is his deal. I'm curious to know.
Justin, leave your tab open for 10 minutes. You can.
Yeah.
I'll kick you out of the room, but leave your tab open for 10 minutes. I will see you next week. Oh, and I'm going to spend my time on the airplane watching movies and TV shows with Wheel of Time actors in it. So I will have a lot to talk about next week.
Oh, we got to rate the episode.
Oh, yes. Yes. Let me go first. You always go first.
This time, I don't want to color yours.
Yeah, let me go first. I'm going to go 5. I keep on trying not to go just 50-50. You know, I'd like to go 4.
I'll help you out this episode.
Yeah, I'm just going to say 50-50 because the stuff, you know, Matt and Rand bantering, I like that. I love the Tinkers, I for all the wrong they are compared to the books. I'll go 4.5 because it's definitely there's the bad stuff in here is terrible. So I'm going to go below 500 at 4.5 stars. 3.
I want to go lower, but like you said, there's some banter. Seeing Aram again, you know, in the books, you fucking end up hating Aram, but like he's the most likable Tinker immediately.
Yeah.
He comes off in the books as fucking arrogant and shitty, but he actually comes off as kind of endearing and sweet in this, even to Perrin. Who's, you know, why would you even talk to that guy? I was, oh, is this your brother? Special. you got to take care of him. But yeah, no, 3. Otherwise, I was going to think about giving it like a 2.75, bro, because as much like little good things, Tom was great. Song was great. Banter with Rant and Matt was great. Perrin and Egwene could have fucking disappeared from this episode and been in it for 4 minutes with the wolves chasing them and then finding the Tinkers and that being it. And I would have been fine with it. You could have done so much more with the town and Tom and the boys. The instruments were wrong. Just so many things were wrong about this episode. I remember watching it just getting angrier and angrier. I had to pause it and like go fucking take a shot and like smoke a bong it and like then go sit back down and watch it because I was like, I'm getting pissed at this episode because like I tried to explain this episode away.
3 and, is like, perfect. Okay,
for this now I know what they fucking didn't get to, so all those things they planned can get fucked as far as I'm concerned.
3 is actually, I'm going to stick with my rating just to be, you know, just to stick to what I said, but 3 is actually perfect because 1/3 of this episode was good. Rand and Matt was good.
Exactly.
Perrin and Egwene was crap.
Tom was great.
Well, he was part of Rand and Matt.
Right.
That whole arc of Rand and Matt. Perrin and Egwene got okay once they finally got to the Tinkers. But up until then, that was dumb. And then
the stuff with Lan and Nynaeve.
Nynaeve, Lan.
I like some of the stuff with like it's over the top and a little hokey. But like I said, you can see the chemistry between the two characters fine.
Can you?
Dude, Lan, like I said, that dude was more than half mass when she fucking put a knife to his neck. He's like, oh.
Well, that's just because Moraine won't fuck him anymore. And he's just happy to have some fresh meat around. Actually, you're right, because he really was. You're right. The fact that she tracked them really turned him on. He was just like, whatever. You're different. You are different. And I haven't
seen. He likes them. He liked them predator braids, baby.
Yeah. Oh, love you so much, Justin. I will see you next week. I'm sorry to cut you off, but I'm so. It makes me so happy that I have to cut us off after 75 minutes. That
honestly, bro, I thought I'd
fucking talk about.
I thought I'd been done in 40 minutes because I like woke up from a nap at like 7 going like, fuck. I gotta get some room. Let's go.
Just like, I'm just going to send Des a text of the 3 things I have to talk about and then we'll be done.
Cover it. We'll be done. 30 minutes. No, of course not. Once I get to talking to you, bro, get a little whiskey, start cracking jokes about how terrible Perrin's open mouth acting is. We get there, bro. Like my therapist. I don't know what I had to talk about this week. 30 minutes later. It was fucking terrible, man. I hate this fucking show.
Oh,
I don't. Here. I love this show because we get Wesley Currys and I get to talk to you every week. So
Wesley Curry the second. Jeremy, I hope you enjoyed it. I know you're rewatching it, Jeremy. I know you won't fucking admit it, but I know you're rewatching it. You fucking
spoiler lie. Alert. Wesley you Curry the second is Jeremy.
Dr. Venture Curry the Wesley Dr. Venture Curry the second.
All right, nerds. See you later, buddy. I love right. you. May you always right. find water and shade and peace wherever your sword.
Suck it easy.
No, and then. No, and then. No, and then.